Welcome to your Trainings Foundation module on offering practical support to parents. Delighted to say that we have the lovely Susie who's with us. Susie, would you like to introduce yourself and kind of tell us where you're based?
Yep, hi, I'm Susie. I'm family support worker at Grace Academy Coventry. Been here for 2 years now and loving it.
Fantastic. One of the veterans of the team. We have, not by age, purely by experience, of course, I mean that. But yes, great to have you. Thank you for joining us, Susie. So, Susie, do you want to tell us some of the things that you're currently involved in when it comes to practical support?
Yes, I do carry out bi-weekly parent coffee mornings. It seems to be roughly the same parents each time they come, but that means that they've then grown a fantastic friendship network between themselves and good connections within the school. On the following weeks, I do bi-weekly parent cookery sessions. So it's trying to encourage parents to cook healthy meals but on a budget. We've nicknamed it Kitchen Karaoke because every time we go in there, we're singing songs. But one of the parents has said, I've never enjoyed cooking so much as I do when I cook at school. So basically there, we buy the ingredients in, we cook the meal together, and then the parents take the meal home to enjoy with the family, along with a recipe card. So if they want to do that meal again, then they do. And some good feedback on that. Some students eating vegetables that they didn't realise.
Disguised cunningly.
Thank goodness we're greater. That's what I'll say. I do frequent home visits to a variety of parents. Some parents it's the same parent every 2 to 3 weeks, just to touch base. But unfortunately, with the cost of living crisis at the moment, I seem to be having new parents weekly.
Okay.
Where I'm making that new connection. And once I've made that original connection with the home visit, I also try to encourage parents to come into the school to meet as well, so that they're actually coming over that doorstep of the school, breaking those barriers down. I've got one parent in particular that has cancelled so many meetings because she doesn't like coming into any school, and it's worked out it's because her schooling when she was young wasn't a good experience.
Yeah.
So it's breaking that barrier down. I also give out food bags. We have a very generous charity who provides us with food bags bi-weekly, just your staple ingredients, pasta, rice, etc. So we have encouraged the students to actually come and actually ask for this, and saying, encouraging that there's no shame to come in and asking for support.
Yeah.
So students come when they see the bags are in Ethos, they come and ask for a bag to take with them. And also, I have started doing a bit of a family support worker stand on parents' evenings.
Okay.
Again, putting the food out, not in bags, but actually putting the food out. And we also try to get the charity to deliver fresh produce as well on those days. Had a very kind donation of carrier bags from a local supermarket, so parents can just come and take the food that they need. And again, it's building up that it's okay to ask for that, and it's okay to do that. So we do that as well. And then another thing that we introduced a couple of weeks ago, we've actually got a box in reception, which is again full of food with a notice saying, parents, carers, help yourself.
Wow.
So even if they're visitors to the school and not coming in for parents' evening, coffee morning, etc., they've still got that access to some free food. And we've asked the receptionist to make sure it's not students taking the food, and their feedback is, no, it is parents. So we just top that up every week. Sometimes we can manage to put some wet wipes in, some nappies, but most of it is food.
Yeah.
So that seems to be working really well. And then we move on to the Easter hampers and Christmas hampers. So Christmas just gone, I donated out to families, 72 families altogether.
Wow, wow.
Had hampers, and each hamper had a full Christmas Day dinner, from starter to main course to dessert. We did big throws and hot water bottles in there as well. So our staff, we're very fortunate, they donate to Easter events and Christmas events for families.
Great.
And they get their family and friends to donate money as well, so that we have a nice amount to spend on each family. This summer I'm also doing a family trip to Birmingham. So we're taking a coach of family and children to Sea Life Centre in Birmingham, and then they will have the rest of the day to have a look around Birmingham and then meet us back at the coach at tea time and come home. I do cinema afternoons, so that's a free cinema afternoon for families that can come as a whole unit. There's popcorn, there's juice, a film, and it's in our lecture theatre, so it's got the cinema effect. And for some families, that's the closest they'll get to seeing a film. And then also finally, this is the day-to-day, is uniform, provision of uniforms. So it is second-hand uniform, but it's very good quality. So sometimes we loan it out to children if they've come without shoes or without, you know, the correct uniform.
And I've seen that many times.
Many times, yeah. And then we launder it and then put it back into stock. But again, we're having quite a few new families coming over. So we've had quite a few families from Nigeria the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
Who have come over with very little. So we are providing the full uniform and PE kit for them to use. I could go on.
Wow. And then, yeah, I mean, then what do you do after lunch?
Well, 10 o'clock, man. Come on, 7 o'clock.
Amazing. So it kind of strikes me, Susie, that food is a major theme. And I guess it's just a real reminder, as I'm kind of listening to you, that actually, you know, food is a basic right, isn't it? That I guess so many of us take for granted, but actually so many of the families that we're working with struggle to put food on the table, or even if they've got food, they don't then know what to do with it. They don't even know what a balanced, healthy meal is. So it's amazing that we're, and I would imagine, I don't know if you've seen this, but I'd imagine when, and I'm sure you do see it every day, but when young people come into school with a full belly and having been well fed, they're ready to learn, aren't they? And behaviour is better, attitude is better, which is really important.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. It was actually from our breakfast club. We had one student who, bless him, he came and he had 9 slices of toast for breakfast. And I said to Lewis, bit of an alert there.
Mm.
So we had a chat with him, and it came out that there's not much food in the cupboards at home.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I did a home visit, and that family is now on one of my many who have a bag of food each week to help. So, yeah, again, like you say, it's a full tummy. Goes a long way, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Great. So why do you think, Susie, why is this kind of type of practical support an important part of your role and an important part of the ethos program in the school?
I think it's like a pyramid. I think in society in general, but especially in our catchment at the moment, there appears to be a lot of anxiety and depression. On both students' behalf and parents. So I think we, you know, taking that a step deeper and looking at what could be causing that. And again, we do go back to, especially when we've just come out of a cold winter as well, it could be lack of warmth, it could be lack of food. And I think by taking that time to have a chat with the student, to then move on to having a chat with the family, it then breaks down those barriers.
Mm.
So then the school is showing that, you know, that care and that love to not only the student, but then that student can go home knowing that there's everything that, that they need really at home as well.
Yeah.
And that, the you know, the parents and carers at home also know that they can approach ethos.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
can approach us without worrying, what are they going to say? What, you know, what are they going to think of me? And I think that is, it's really important that we, there's that connection into the school where parents don't feel judged.
Yeah,
don't feel
yeah.
like, well, why aren't you? So it is really that building the healthy relationships with the students, but also with their families. So I have got one family who, as I say, was eating a lot at lunchtime. We do a lunchtime club as well for those that don't qualify for free school meals.
Okay.
And they were eating quite a lot. So then I made contact with home and then did some home visits. And now I'm providing help with students, building that relationship with them, and also building the relationship at home. And it's that serving, that giving.
Mm.
And the parents' comment initially was, I don't want you to think I'm no good. I don't want you to judge me. I don't want you to think I'm not looking after my children. But after the first home visit, she actually said, I feel like I've got my friend.
Amazing.
That he's going to help me. And to me, building that that Christian ethos, that that they feel they're listened to, they feel they're loved, they feel they're cared for, I think it's just, it's all part of the role of being a good family support worker.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And you kind of mentioned there, Susie, about the Christian ethos, which obviously is the thing, I guess, for us that makes us distinctive from kind of other organisations. So how does, you know, your practical support stuff connect with our Christian ethos?
I think it is that, as I said earlier, it is that building the healthy relationships. I think it's making families feel worthy. I think also... building their resilience. I mean, people might just think, oh, goodness me, you know, the world's gone to pot, you know, it's bad, bad, bad. And I think to show and to receive that support is showing that, you know, we as a serving community of ethos within the school, it's not just within the four walls of the school.
Yeah.
It's beyond that.
Brilliant. And I guess it's just showing at a very basic level, isn't it? Kind of Jesus's love to them, you know, in same way that Jesus said, you know, he fed the 5,000, didn't he? He didn't just look after people's spiritual needs. He looked after their physical needs as well. And it reminds me of that verse in the Bible where it says, you know, when you were hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When you clothed me, when I was naked, you clothed me. And whenever we did that for one of anyone, it's like we're doing it for him. So it's, amazing. Yeah. I think sometimes we kind of, we underplay that really practical stuff, but actually it's as important, isn't it, as all the other stuff, all the more spiritual, inverted commas stuff that we do. So great. So what do you enjoy most, Susie, about, and I know that this is an almost impossible question to ask someone who is so passionate about everything she does, but what is it you enjoy most about, particularly the practical support element?
I just wrote down on my piece of paper all of it.
Yeah.
I just feel very blessed that, you know, I've been brought into this amazing setup. It's something that I've always been, is that servant-hearted person. And as a disciple of Jesus, I really enjoy it. It's the helping, it's the providing, the befriending, it's the supporting, the advising, and it's just making that difference to people's daily lives. Sometimes I go home and I could cry at some of the things you see and hear. but then taking that step forward, thinking that I can, on, you know, on future visits or future conversations with that, that family, I can make a difference.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is being that servant-hearted. I just love, I never say no.
No, we know that. We know that.
Oh, even when Emily says, but Susie, no, but I could just do this. So yeah, it's, but it's never wanting to say no. It's never wanting to back down and, you know, I feel it is my, you know, it's been placed into my hands for a reason.
Mm. Great.
And it's so that I can make a difference.
Brilliant. And
no
you
matter
do.
How big or small.
Yeah, you certainly do. You certainly do. So if you were to give some advice, this is kind of top tips time, top tips from Susie about either preparing, delivering, measuring the impacts. What are some of the things you'd say, particularly to, you know, we've got a whole load of new Ethos family support workers at the minute. What are some of the tips that you would give them?
I feel it's building that relationship with each family. And let them build their trust in you. And I always state, you know, yes, I've come from the school, but I'm not the school.
Yeah.
I'm here to make it a bit more personalised. You know, obviously we have boundaries, but, you know, it's you're there as a helping hand, not a you should be doing this, you should be doing that. So I think building a relationship with the parents and the students so that in school those students feel that they can come if they've got a concern from home, they know they can come to you in school time and share their feelings and their worries. Obviously not to be non-judgmental is very, you know, oh well I would have, no, because it's the situation they are in. And it's how you can help move them from that, not, but you should have.
Yes, yeah.
Or if I was you, I hope that's it. If I was you, because I'm not them.
Yeah.
The parent's voice is, you know, it's so easy to sit there and want to interrupt when they're saying something, but it's their voice. Mm. We're here to help them. So to let them have that say. Sometimes I've had tears from a parent, and I think it is again just that nurturing. It's okay. Let you can cry. It's a it's an emotion God gave us, and it's there for a reason. So, just to listen without interruption. But their voice again on feedback as well. As I say on the cookery sessions, with I've been written feedback as well. So that you can put it in your impact report.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's a whole other module on that one.
And lots of photographs.
Yes, photos are good. Yeah.
I have got a lot of photographs well done. From the parents. So, and then also it's like, don't promise them anything that is beyond your means.
Yes, yeah.
You know, we've got to be realistic. We can say, I will do my best to.
Yes.
And I will do everything I can. But we have to still say.
Yeah.
You know, I've not got a magic wand.
Not a fairy godmother, you're a family support
worker. Not yet.
Yeah, working on it.
Very important follow-up calls or emails or home visits. I think, you know, for a parent to have disclosed their troubles or their worries and then not hear from you for a good 2 weeks or so, they're not gonna think you mean it. They'll wish that they hadn't disclosed.
Yes.
So the follow-up calls and emails, even if it's just a 2-line email, just thinking about you, you know, I think that is very important. I know each school has a different safeguarding measure, but we have CPOMs and the alerts that I get through. And I think that is a key, so that if there's an alert comes through, if you quickly skim through it and you think, I need to contact the family or they would benefit from a wellbeing call, I think that's really important. And also I do heads of year meetings every week.
Okay.
So Each night after school, I have a different year group. And we just do a 15-minute touch base. Oh, yes, joy. But we do a 15-minute touch base. So then if they flagged any of their students that are acting a bit not in character or showing concerns, having that frequent communication with the head of year then gives you that opening to making contact with students and parents, and also liaising with the youth worker as well. So if in their interventions, if a student's disclosed anything that they think may warrant a call home. So it's having that open communication, triangulating everything that, you know, everyone's doing.
Brilliant.
So, yeah.
Fab. Susie, there is so much there that you've kind of offered, and I know you know, if any of the guys listening to this would like to kind of have a chat with you to talk more, I know you're always very happy to do that.
Always happy. Or if they want to come and see me, more than welcome.
Brilliant. Perfect.
As long as it's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then the dog's here.
Oh, there you go. Well, if you want to see the therapy dog, he is very lovely. I've met the therapy dog on a number of occasions. It was better than the last one who unfortunately tried to bite one of the other Ethos leaders, Mr. Phil Miles. So he had to be removed. Not Phil, the dog. The dog had to be removed from the school and they had to get a better behaved one. But Susie, thank you so much for all that you've shared today.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thanks, Susie.
Okay, take care.